Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Face the Culture. So glad you're with us tonight on this Thursday evening. Beautiful night here in, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philly, where we're located. And folks, we're so glad you're joining us tonight. We trust you've had a great day and had some really good things happen in your life today. Face the Culture is a program, as you know, if you've been listening to us, where we talk about all things about the culture, but from a biblical worldview. Cover lots of topics, and tonight is no different, and we have some interesting guests with us this evening that we're looking forward to introducing to you. But before I do that, let me introduce my fellow host, who your regular listeners know well by now, Tim Liebig. Welcome back to Face the Culture.
Thank you for having me back, Pastor Steve. It's always great to be here.
Great to be here tonight. Kim is off this evening. This is our Man by Design segment, so we got all men here tonight, including the guests. And let me introduce you to the first two gentlemen that have joined us tonight. Interesting background. We have George Phillips and Nicholas Cotello. Now, these gentlemen are the president and the CEO, respectively, of an organization called Hollywood Sunset Pictures, and they're going to tell us about this company that they have put together. George served in many positions, such as producer, director, DP gaffer, pyrotechnician, and SFX supervisor and coordinator for film and TV industry. Now he has joined forces with Nicholas Cotello, or Nick, as he is known, award-winning writer, producer, and actor, along with the joint efforts of their team members who have worked on such hit films as Independence Day, Alien Resurrection, Star Wars, Waterworld, and many more high-profile projects. And this is why Hollywood Sunset Pictures has the power to produce epic feature film projects above and beyond industry standards. And we're going to learn about this as they share with us what brought them together and all about what they're working on right now. But first of all, George and Nick, welcome to Face the Culture.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure, guys. Thanks for being here tonight. Why don't we start off, Nick, I think maybe you can begin with this and tell us a little bit more about George, his background, and maybe, George, you can tell us about Nick and then how you guys got together.
Cool. Well, George, in the industry, as you were reading part of his resume there, can do anything on a set, can save a lot of productions that are going south. Like you said, he can do anything from DPing to special. If he's an awesome special effects guy. He was actually Special Forces. He was in the bomb squad for the Air Force. So he's great with special effects on the set. and basically, how we met, you talk about supposed chance meetings. It was kind of neat. I'm trouncing through Hollywood, and I'm at a Denny's, and I had some kind of a meeting with something. I even forgot what was going on, but sitting there, and all of a sudden, see on the back of a chair a Panavision jacket, and it was his partner that he was working with at the time, and I just asked him, I said, hey, you guys work for Panavision? Well, either they work for Panavision or they were in the industry. So, and he goes, no, we're just in the industry. And then George comes to the table, and that's how we got together. And, you know, it's awesome how the Lord brings people together, isn't it?
Amen. And George, tell us a little bit about Nick.
Well, Nick has been doing, you know, acting for quite a lot of years. He's been working on projects that we have been doing, and he's worked acting in some other projects. He was basically, when him and I got together, starting trying to do our own projects and our own thing, it basically He's a very good writer. He writes very character-driven scripts that are high energy and religious-based type scripts. He's been working with me on this. We started, I don't even remember the year. I think it was probably 95, maybe, somewhere around there. You know, so we've been working together ever since. He's basically, he writes, and then I basically do some of the DP, the shooting, the whatever we need to do. I've been doing this Hollywood industry, started out back in 1988. I've been doing it ever since. Started out in Hollywood, then moved to Vegas. Been doing movies. I was in, when I was in Hollywood, I was almost 15 years there, and then I moved up here in 01, and I've been here ever since. So it's been traveling back and forth, you know, keeping in touch with Nick and doing what we do, and you know, it's, this whole project is, it's been a blessing. It's been going well. We're trying to get all the editing, the final editing done that we need to get done. And, you know, in the meantime, I'm still doing other projects, and Nick is concentrating on trying to get all the stuff done for the editing.
I'm struck, guys, with the idea that you are a faith-driven work, and yeah, you thinking the same thing too. I mean, Hollywood and faith-driven.
Not usually in Hollywood.
No, it doesn't. Usually. And so, I guess we're both curious, right, Tim? How does that mesh together? How do people respond? Okay, there we go.
Now the truth comes out.
Exactly. Here we go.
No, that's why it's been a hard tranche, you know, getting this stuff done. But you know what? God's bigger than all that. So
amen.
That's right.
And that's why I got into this and writing and everything. I had an agent. I did stunts for a long time, and that's why I started acting, because stunts will kill you. and I'm pretty beat up from them. So
yeah, you guys.
You know, he said, you know.
I was going to say you're into stunts and he's into special effects and all of that. You guys are you play on the edge there a little bit in the work.
We work together well.
Hey, it makes for a great movie, true. Right? It makes for an exciting film to watch those things. So, and we're glad you.
Yeah, if George tells me he's going to blow me up, I trust him.
There you go.
Well, you know, I'm a little starstruck because it's not often that we have guests that are actually on IMDb. So, it is really neat. It's really neat to put you guys together on here. But checking out,
awesome.
Yeah, some of your projects, which I know you're going to get to, but some of your projects are just absolutely amazing looking.
Well, to be honest with you, on the IMDb, it only shows maybe 25% of what I've done.
I'm sure.
That's amazing. And it's also striking, gentlemen, if I did the math right, you've been together almost 30 years. And so for two guys to be working 90s. Together that long, you obviously have a good partnership in the work you're doing, and I would assume you're good friends as well, and you've been able to work together so well this long. That's great.
Yeah, I guess I lasted so long because I started out naive and just, you know, and George brought me through. He taught me everything, man. It's it's amazing, you know.
Everybody needs a mentor.
Oh, he's incredible. He really is.
Excellent.
So my manager said, you know, you're not going to get the kind of parts, you know, you want to do, so why don't you write, and we'll try to produce it. That was my first mistake. It's like, okay. So I wrote, and, you know, we tried to get it done that way, and then, you know, we just decided, hey, why don't we just start producing this stuff ourselves, and I came up with Hollywood Sunset Pictures is it's time for the sun to set on Hollywood and start all over.
Oh, I like that.
That was one of the questions I had. That's excellent.
I wrote that down as well. How did we come up with that? Now we know.
That was that. And also, HSP Films, you also go by, that could stand for Holy Spirit Pictures. So
Very nice.
I was going to say, so Hollywood Sunset Pictures, did that start 30 years ago, or did it start, when did it?
Pretty
close to that, yeah. It was.
Yeah,
not
we
much
incorporated back in the early 2000s, so
I think it's awesome the goal you have there and the purpose and the intent. Hollywood, we know that Hollywood has exerted a great amount of influence on people's lives. It has affected the culture in massive ways, in many ways. And not all for good. In fact, maybe it could be argued mostly for not good. And they, including the promotion of very anti-Christian, anti-God concepts, anti-truth concepts. And so to have men like you and your expertise and background working to turn that in a whole new direction is awesome.
And, you know, it's starting to turn a little bit. I mean, I went kind of mainstream-ish because, I mean, there's projects out there that are Christian, and they wind up preaching to the choir, you know. So I wanted to get in mainstream and put those themes in action movies. And, I mean, who would have thought a Bruce Lee movie could be faith-based, you know? I mean, most people, which you'll find out in the documentary or it's actually a feature, he was actually raised in the Catholic Church. He went to St. Mary's in Hong Kong. It was high school.
Didn't know that.
So, and that's how come he most likely said that at the end, you know, that, you know, we're the same under heaven, you know. So, I thought, you know, let's get into the mainstream. I mean, there's stuff that went mainstream now. I mean, you guys obviously know about The Chosen. It's the number one TV show of all time. I mean, that's almost like a billion viewers on it, and it's done really well, and it's actually my favorite thing to watch. I wait every season for it. Have you ever watched The Chosen?
I have not seen it. I intend to, but no, I have not.
Oh, you have.
Tim, have you seen it?
I've seen parts of it, and I'm always mesmerized and want to see more, and then something or someone pulls me away, and, you know, we don't get to watch much television. But that's the good thing with The Chosen. That's one of those programs that you can binge watch, which was never a thing before when we were young, right? Now we can go out and we can binge watch our favorite programs, and that's one I absolutely want to spend some time in.
You'll be blessed. It's really amazing how he did it. Actually, you said binge watch. I got one of the Chosen shirts that says binge Jesus on it.
I like that. There you go.
And I got one of those. You got to support, you know, as much as you can.
Now, when you think of the influence of Hollywood, the power, well, it's the power of story. It's the power of good storytelling, which, Nick, it sounds like you do. George, you won't toot your own horn, but George is saying, yes, you do well. And I love that he said character-driven. We love the action. We love all of that. But the character parts of it, when you've got that, then you've got the makings of a epic movie. You can have something that really will touch hearts on all different levels and a large audience. It's amazing. You can have a room full of people, right, male and female and from all walks of life. And sometimes there are those movies that just draw so many people all to this one place. And so to be able to use that, though, the power of movies to point people to heaven, to point people to the Lord, is an awesome responsibility and a great potential.
Especially
I have I have to ask.
Going crazy.
Nick and George, either one of you, I have to ask, was it always that way? Has it always been that way for 30 years? Or if it wasn't, what changed? What happened in your lives that you thought you got to set the sun on Hollywood?
More so, a little bit in the beginning, of course, being a Christian, right? I mean, but more so as the culture really started changing, you know, and getting worse, right?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, more so. Even Bruce changed a little bit more. The first editor we had on it that couldn't finish it. That's why we needed, you know, get another editor and special effects on it. I mean, she even added some spiritual things that we're going to keep in it. That's really neat. First of all, just so you know, George's son, who's a little older now, but he plays me as a kid. That's a big spiritual part of this movie. Is we do a dream sequence, which she changed in it. She does a dream sequence in the same studio that I was brought up in, and we do how I became a Christian through the martial arts. So it's pretty neat. It's a pretty neat dream sequence. So she added, so it got, it became even more of that theme, which I like, you know, which I always wanted. So praise God for that.
Again, the movie is called Bruce the Challenge. What was the inspiration for the title?
Again, like I was saying, Bruce was always getting challenged, and you know, he always put it down. He never got in the ring. That wasn't his thing. And then we play that up in this movie is, you know, he's so much higher than just going in a ring and fighting, you know. His his whole being was actually, you know, pretty much spirit and body. And he actually, if you ever go through any of his quotes, they're actually more evangelical than they are Catholic. So he had that in him, you know.
And you bring these elements out in the film?
Yes, a lot. Okay. Especially towards the end when we're interviewing him.
Very good.
He says a lot of stuff that the real interviewer didn't hit on. So I expand on him, and then I actually show his whole life in that interview as a little kid. We have footage of him with his father as a little boy in Hong Kong movies. You know, he was born in Frisco, but he moved back to Hong Kong with his father. He did movies there as a little kid. Then he came back to the States and couldn't get any jobs. Then he went back to Hong Kong. It's kind of weird the way his life worked out. And then back here to do Enter the Dragon, which we have some very rare behind-the-footage scenes of Enter the Dragon, which has never been seen.
So this will draw those
this,
who are...
The reason why we have this stuff is, that's another theme of the movie, is... I'm a Kempo black belt, and Ed Parker is actually the one that started bringing martial arts into the movies. And he got Bruce's first gig in The Green Hornet because the producer was his friend. And we actually have his screen test with his producer in the producer's living room, and we show that too.
His That's awesome.
Screen test for The Green Hornet.
So for fans of Bruce Lee, this is a movie to see for sure, because you're going to see some things you may have never seen before, and elements of his life that are not well known and are important to know about. Where do things stand right now on the project?
Well, we're trying to get some funds to finish up the editing. You know, we have, like I was saying, we got a lot of special effects to do on it, and you know, this thing's got to be perfect. It, you know, it's going to hit the big screen. It's got to, you know, really look how it's supposed to look, you know. And so we're doing that right now. I got a couple of editors that are pretty much ready to go. you know, they have some projects to finish up. But, yeah, we can use prayer and, of course, you know,
donations,
more funding to get it finished and off to Regal. And they're going to do an exclusive on it.
Now, it looks like is the best way for people to donate, if they're listening to this and they'd like to help out, they can go to the website hspfilms.com and donate there. Is that the best bet?
Yeah, and you know, we have T-shirts and all that good stuff that you know, we'll send them out, and yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right. One side thing we haven't mentioned, but I happen to see on your website, you use the phrase to exceed the impossible and cite Matthew 19:24. Did you want to comment on that, on what your message is there with that statement and that verse?
Definitely. Movies are like dream state kind of stuff, right? And you know, you have to really let your mind go. Well, I want people to let their mind go in Jesus and see that He is one that makes the impossible possible. He's the one that can put camel through the eye of a needle, you know. Mm-hmm. So if people could start reading the verse and look at it in a whole different way, that's what it's about.
Very good. Well, gentlemen, we have a few minutes left for this segment. Any final words you'd like to share with our audience? Oh, and by the way, maybe it's George.
Go ahead, George. I've been talking like crazy here. I'm losing my voice.
He's a good talker, so I kind of let him talk.
He's the writer.
he's the writer.
He's developing the character. Exactly. Yeah, he's doing right.
I'm mesmerized.
I'm more of a...
George's resume here is just... incredible.
And the
that resume you've got is the actual pretty old.
You've done much more since then, from what you were saying. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah.
Obviously, you guys love what you do. It must be very exciting to do a project like this. Oh, so much work, so many people involved, so much expense to bring it together into like a 2-hour movie. That's quite something, right? And it must be a quite an experience to complete that project and then see it go out there and be viewed by the public, and you don't know how it'll be received and all of that. So there's a lot of challenges, and I'm sure a lot of growth that takes place in your life as a result of those experiences.
That's
very true.
It is, yeah.
Who's the, go ahead.
Yeah, the movie industry has, I guess, there's so many things that have happened throughout the years in the movie industry that teach people lessons, you know, and things that go wrong or things that happen. You know, the movie industry is a very small world, and the people are very professional, and they try to create great projects. But, you know, again, there's times that things happen, you know, and you, no matter what you do on a set, you always want everything to be safe and everything to be good, you know, go smoothly.
Yep.
Safety is like number one, and that's actually always been my motto, is safety's first. Hmm. And that is my motto at all times when it comes to movies.
So if you need a good special effects guy, he's the guy.
He's the guy. I love special effects. And they've come a long way, haven't they, over the years, that you can do a
like I said,
job.
I let him blow me up.
I'm the practical effects guy, not the visual effects. But, the actual visual effects have been taken over a lot. That's been it's been taken over a lot of the practical effects stuff lately. You know.
Yep.
Which practical effects look much better, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. You can tell the difference.
Well, folks,
tell the difference.
Oh, big time.
We've been talking to George Phillips and Nick Cotello of Hollywood Sunset Pictures. I love the name. I love the goal and the intent. Bruce, the challenge will be coming out at some point in the near future as things are completed. Tell them your website one more time so people can check you out.
If you want to-